Blog Talk Radio. and welcome everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild. One of the excellent things that we have today is we have a lot of really strong energies there. We also have a lot of you who've been calling in know that our phone is a little wild. Call that 773-897-6461, and we're going to let the first one that rings in that we can pick up talk to Psychic Jethro. We are welcoming and love to have all of you guys continue to follow us. We've got a lot of changes coming up. And thank you that are waiting on the phone. One of the new changes that we do have is we are changing our time. So this is our last Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Tune in to us at Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the really exciting thing now is we're going to give you off a whole new list. We've done a little bit of shuffling. We've got the classes over. One of the excellent things is you guys got to hear Linda Irwin's music. And I'm real excited about next week because it's going to be me and Amy Kavanaugh hitting it hard Fridays. There's going to be no holds barred. So those of you who called 773-897-6461 are going to get intense because as we have found out from the fans, we had a lot of popular votes, and I want to thank you guys. You made me feel very good, and I feel very, very honored about the nomination to the Who's Who's list, and I did accept. So you will be seeing a lot more people coming in and involved with that, and I just really want to thank you for doing that. The nominating meant a lot to me, and I graciously accept that. I feel very good that I've helped a lot of you along your path. I also know that Amy is a very strong, intense woman who's going to be working with you and explaining to you a little bit more of what those chakras do and how it implements in your life. One of the great things we had happening today is we've had a lot of other people calling in and checking to see what else is happening. Well, there's a lot going on, so you're going to have to kind of listen and pay attention on a little bit on your emails and stuff, and I want to really thank all of you who've called in before. Know that Psychic Jethro is coming back more on the show, and I thank you guys for asking, and we are going to be doing it. We're going to be doing doubles. What we're going to do is you're going to be getting the best of both. One of the really great new add-ons that we have and we've got here is Trion Victory. He has been here last Friday with me, and he will be back returning on Wednesdays. He also is going to be doing that with you and working with you here. A lot of you guys who've seen the energy of it and know with all the work that you've got happening, know that we're going to be working with that and working with that idea of what we did before, and it'll be looking at Wednesdays. We have two, and I apologize, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty here a little bit, so hang on, Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're going to turn around and go back a minute here. Come on. Okay. Having a little bit of Mercury here. I have a little bit of energy, and I want to explain what we've got going on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we have added Tony Naomi, and I hope I think I may say the last name all right. If I'm not, I apologize, Tony. Those of you who heard him last weekend on here with Psychic Jethro, he will be on Wednesdays with Casey Kelly, and she will be, her and Tony, doing a full hour of psychic readings. We're going to be having people of you, those of you who want to call in on relationships, working with a coach, working with spiritual enlightening, knowing and how to get those dates, be able to speak to and talk with people how you want, encroaching and making yourself known in a situation to feel good and righteous about what you're doing, and the confidence to be able to get those dates and those people that you want to and the lifestyle you deserve. This is why you should call Wednesdays. Wednesdays, Psychic's Gone Wild is going to have the two very, very intense people in their sensitivity and positive outlooks and different explanations and their psychic viewpoints on Wednesday. So you've got Wednesdays now with Casey Kelly and her working predictions, and you've got Tony. And so then you turn around and you come on Thursday, and those of you who know our Thursdays is our great, wonderful Linda Irwin. You know, you turn around and you've got this working together, and we are looking at right now, we are psychically, I know that Trion hasn't come in, but he will be one of these 2 days. I feel that he will either be on Wednesdays or Thursdays. If we do a double header, you'll see him there. And if he does one on Thursdays, you're going to have it there. Friday's me and Amy. Saturday, you've got Psychic Jethro and the new guests. We've been putting new people in all the time. We are going to be promoting and bringing in some of our regulars that we've had in before and some new people. So Friday is our party night, and we always want and encourage you to call in. Going into the chat room, I want to say hi to everybody, and I want to laugh at those of you who had a really hard time yesterday. We were having a really transition. I know that there was quite a few hours I did not have a phone. I welcome and thank all of you who understood, and I understand and thank and bless all you who didn't. I do this to help people, and I do this also as not only my livelihood, but also the main reason that you will notice with me that if you've seen on here, is this is a path that was spiritually chosen. So at any time, if you are not comfortable or not feeling that you're getting the service that you want, I really welcome and encourage you to talk with me, because I pretty much do this on a need-to-know basis and on the fact that when you need a reading, I do most of the time try and always do schedule you in. But we do have a hacked of hand here called the hand of God, in the fact that yesterday we had no phones, no computers, and no means. And in those couple hours, it did me a very good service. It made me really realize that, you know, the people that I loved were still there. They knew, and psychically I could talk with them, you know, and it's one of the good topics that we're going to have on our show again, is we're going to bring back and have a couple of the topics on. One of the subjects is psychic mothers. We all know what the psychic intuition, and we're going to be discussing about the different types of mothers and their psychic abilities. So any of you who've been keeping track and listening to the show, remember, Psyche's Gone Wild is here for you, and we want to do other subjects. Those of you yesterday who did get upset, you also helped me, like I say, and my realizing that we also will be having some different energies here. If you do get hassled in the chat room or there's ever a problem, Blog Talk Radio, in all honesty, is here for it. So let me know. Privately email me or let me know that you have somebody in here doing that, because we do, unfortunately, a lot of times handle this ourselves. You'll be seeing us doubling up now, and you know, you're going to be seeing two of us on. This will eliminate any other problems we've had, and I apologize to all my friends and family who had problems a little bit on with that, because sometimes it is a frustrating thing. If you've come in to listen to the show, and a good example, have some other things happening to you, and here you are the whole time being bothered or having things, you know, be weird, it's just not right. And I want you to contact me and let me know, because I do and will not promote that. This is our living room and our fun time for all of us who do this show. And we're here and intend to be here, always working with you. So, you know, any time you do get that, we are psychic, but we're also human. There's times that we get so much going focused. You know, as you guys heard yesterday in Living in the Psychic Realm, I will very seldom do a channeling over the phone. There's certain examples that I do that, but that's just something that I, Psychic Jethro, choose to do in a privacy. And it worked very well yesterday. We had a very excellent deal. Speaking of excellent, I want to talk to you, Diane. We know you're out there listening to the show. You said your phone, you'd be listening into iTunes on me. Please make sure and let me know if you won on those numbers I gave you, because the numbers did come in. I've had quite a few other people write me, and the numbers that I gave you on last Thursday's show came up on the Powerball and some other balls that I was on for you in the lottery, and I want to make sure that you did do that. I have a feeling you're going to be getting a little of that financing. You were telling me about some places you were putting in for sweepstakes, and I gave you those numbers. I really know you were a little bit worried about what they were, and I apologize sometimes I remember, sometimes the guys don't, but the angels are telling me with you that no, you probably got a pretty good return, and we want to hear about it. And if you didn't, you want to hear about it. Diane, one thing with the angels and the love of God is the bounty's there, the abundance is there, and I know that it's going to happen again for you. So, we've been waiting here a little bit. I'm looking at the numbers, and we're going to start out. We've got 832. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Really good. I'm having Mercury retrograde. They said we were going to be on 6 hours later. I think my guest is trying to get through, and we're just going to have some fun. I guess is what we're supposed to do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
My name is Lisa.
Good. Thank you, Lisa. I feel with you an energy here. I am picking up some energy with you that you've got some things going there, and I'm going to talk to you just a minute, Lisa, because I feel like you've got a very sensitive situation there.
Yes, I do.
That's what I feel. I feel like you're at a crossroads in your life where something's got to change. They're telling me that you've been doing and things are happening. I keep feeling there's someone who loves you, and they are really. I keep feeling like no matter what we say or do, they're telling me that not anything's coming out of this that's making sense to me.
That's true.
That's what they're showing me. Your guides are showing me that you also have went to a point in your life where you really. You've done what all you can do with the situation, and I feel like is this your child?
It could be, yes, it could be.
That's what they're telling me. They're telling me that this is. They're telling me that that's exactly where the energy is, and there is some. I do see some sad stuff happening here. I do feel that you're not getting the whole information there, and you're worried and cared and loving, and you're getting some. There's some things there that's going on that's not real. Not making sense, and that's what I pick up. And I pick up as your child. I pick up that they're in a situation where things are not really making sense to them. And they're instead of sitting down with you and just having a heart-to-heart chat and clearing the air, they're kind of running from their own energy and some things that are going on. I feel there's been some things done there that were not good. They were kind of dishonest. And if you know, you're a loving mom. I was just talking earlier. If Zoronic, you called in on the show. Here I am promoting we're going to be doing a show this weekend on psychics moms. And I feel with you very strongly that you're going to be putting out your energy and you're going to be strengthening that and working with it, with helping here. And I keep feeling there's a feeling you feel. You feel when your child's not, there's something going on with your child that they're not doing the right thing, like taking care of themselves.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, that's what I'm getting. And I don't think that it matters what's said or done. You seem to be in trouble with them because they want to run their own stuff, and they're right now not taking care. There's something they're not doing health-wise that is bad for their health, is what they're telling me. The guides are.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with what we're doing here, and I'll have you. We're going to, you know, with the time and the limit, I'm going to have you give me a little bit of a question you've got for me specifically. We'll go that way, but just the guys wanted you to know that they were like telling me right off with your child.
Oh, okay.
So, give me a little bit here. What would you like to look at? If you look at the guides and the energy, and I want you to talk to me just a little bit. Your guides are fading in and out, which tells me that you're a little tighter than you admit.
Yes, I am a little tired than I admit, because I've been going through a lot of things, and I'm just wanting something, you know, to happen great in my life, because it seems like everything is bad.
It's really this is a karmic life for you, and it is a lot of, like you say, the bad and the other intensity, and it seems like no matter what you say or do, there's somebody else waiting to have another argument. And the really good thing that you have done in your life is you put a lot of your energy and your intent into getting everybody that you wanted to see in your life. I know you've been doing good, positive form to help, and what you're getting back is all this odd energy. And it feels to me like what the guys are telling me is it is going to clear up here, but it seems like you've still got a little longer into August of getting it really into what they want. And the guys are saying that you're right about wanting something and needing something good. I do see some other things happening also positive, that I see you working with... I feel like there's a love one you have on the other side that's helping you here. They're telling me that you guys used to sit together and talk, and ever since they've been passed over on the other side, everybody's kind of gotten apart. They were the rock of the family. They were the ones that kind of got together and tried to keep, you know, and they were like you've been doing with them, but it's like I feel there's a spiritual with your mother. They keep telling me your mother, there's somebody on the other side of your family.
It could be my father, because he's passed over.
Yes, and he said that your mother and you are spiritual together. You and your mother had
yes.
a Yes, and that's exactly who it is. He keeps telling me, he goes, you said you would know that what I said, that your mother and you were spiritual, because he used to joke about it. There was times he laughed, but you two, you and your mom are very spiritual together. You have a very spiritual energy together. And it's like, since he's been over on the other side, some of the other family, some of the other stuff's been changed, and he knows with you that you're trying to do the right thing, but you're not getting people to hear you because some of the family's strayed away, is what he's saying.
That's true.
I do see a miracle and a blessing coming. I'm glad you called, and I do think this, and I do believe with this. You know, I'm very Christian and very psychic, that the angels are telling me you're going to have, here in the next couple of weeks, some other work done. They keep saying it's like, I see some other people having a problem with the word work. That's what it's your dad. He's telling me they have a problem with the word work. You know, I'm sorry, don't get mad at me, please. He's just telling me they had a problem with work, and you don't. And they have got to work. They're going to have to work at it, and they need to get this worked, and they're going to do this. And he never had a problem with helping each other, and they do. He said this is really bothering him on the other side, that you and your mom spiritual together, you two are together, come together, is not enough to stop some of the other people that are just, they're just, it's like, this is causing bad hurt there, is what I'm getting.
That's true.
And he's telling me that you are pretty much working, you don't have a problem with work. That's what he does. It makes me laugh. He goes, you don't have a problem with work. And I don't, you know, and I see the other blessing coming here too with you is, you know, really some things coming along here in a couple months of it. It's just we got to get you through and know in these times of that. You know, you turn everything over to our Lord. I also see some other things happening for you as you're strengthening up is you are, it seems like there's some kind of remodeling or something that was going on there. There was some things that didn't get handled in the house. I don't know if this is your house or your mother's. They keep showing me this older house that there's still a few odds and ends that are trying to get taken care of. And most, it seems like you and your mom are trying to get people to help you, and it's always, they don't want to work.
That's true, because my mom just did get some work done on her house, but it wasn't finished. So that is true.
That's what he's talking about, and this is part of why you're feeling the other energy. And he's I wouldn't say fretting, but he's not liking it. Believe it, you can feel it. And he's telling me that, you know, they didn't like to work. He couldn't get them to work. He said they wouldn't work. He said no matter what they did there, they were, you know, he was trying to get them to work. He was there through most of it, trying to get them to help your mom and work. And the people that were there were just, they couldn't finish. They didn't want to. They spent more time discussing than they did actually working, and that bothered your dad. Your dad was a worker.
Yes, he was.
He said, you know that. He's telling me. He said, you know it. And he said, you know also that in the love and the other energies that he has with you, he's still there. He's still watching and strengthening. He knows another blessing's coming. He's telling me that it's been a hard one for you, and it comes to having people really love you. As people don't, you have people who have used you or something. There's something here about different ones who've gotten you to help them and do stuff, and they've taken you for granted.
Oh yes, that is definitely true.
Very much, and he's letting me know that not as long as he's there now is that going to happen again. He said, you know, he knew this, and he's showing me this. Now, you have a very strong aura, you're very Christian, but you have a very, what I would consider a very purple energy. You have a very positive, and that means that you sense things. There's times with you that people would say, okay, you're a little moody, but what it is you're more trying to understand what's going on. You can't put your finger, but things just don't feel right.
That's true.
And you take a little different to do things. You handle it a little different than other people. There's times that you can walk in a room and there's nothing really wrong with you, but other people aren't sure of it, and they do treat you different because your energy is just high. You have very, very intense energy. And what the guys are telling me, your dad is telling me also, that when things were happening for you in life, he really wanted to make sure that everybody that was going together for you and working together would have also handled everything that he set out for your family to do.
Okay.
You know, he's showing me this. He's really talking to me a lot with it, and your guides, and he's showing me the tears with you, and he's showing me the angels are, it's going to, it's going to get there, the better. But some of it is in your dreams. You've always had very strong dreams.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes.
Yes, you are very, very gifted in that area. And the love the angels are also telling me with you is that that's how your angels talk with you. And they're going to be bringing some other positive in, but there's a couple financial things that have been kind of working on or doing something. I keep seeing that it's like, if it's not an investment, it's some kind of money that should be bringing a little more return that was left for you or your mom or something that's going to be a little better here. It's just, it didn't seem to pan out at first.
Okay.
I said, know that. Kind of watch and you'll be a little better. And the angels are telling me that as we get things happening for you, you're also going to be really having a lot of really strong energy this fall. You're going to feel better because you've been doing a lot, and and that's what I got with the physical tired, and it is. It's just, you know, you need to really put that time with, you know, you've had enough, and just put it over in his hands and say, I need and have to have your help, because they've been getting you in all directions. I can see what's got you down.
That is so true. Yes.
You know, and you are what I consider what we call white warrior. So what you're doing is the energy of your energy is all this really strong, positive, white Christian energy and all this faith energy. And in the times we're in, people will be doing this, and then you'll see all this crazy, odd energy that this world makes, chaos energy, and different ones. They will all of a sudden just try to really, for some unknown reason, pick different ones of us out and cause problems. And that's what I see has happened to you. You've been what the word tested, overly tested, and now the angels are showing me that, you know, the tears, the whole thing's there. And now the swing that's going to happen here after we get you through a little bit up to August 21st, it's going to really start to swing and things will be better. They're also telling me that you have, I keep trying to get with relationship, and they keep telling me you've got a strong, you've got something here kind of blocking your heart. I don't think that you're adverse to having a relationship, but then they keep blocking your heart.
My relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be because it's not great.
Well, that's what they said. It's your heart is blocked, and it's
yes.
This other stuff that's happening in there. You can't, no matter what happens or goes on in your life, you can't or won't let this. You won't get hurt like you were before. There was a couple years back that you were really very much hurt.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And this person that you're with is part of why your dad's like he is. I got to be, you know, your dad knew more stuff than you knew. He also would never have told you. He didn't want to also hurt you. You were always honest to each other. So he learned that sometimes he wouldn't go into some subject. One of them is your relationship. Your relationship, it does take advantage of you. There's something here about financial and sometimes other stuff that they kind of assume. Please don't get offended, but you have a person with an older fashion idea that just because you're his spouse, he gets to do and say stuff that he gets to do, and he don't get to do that. This is 2012, buddy.
Hey, oh, yes, I believe that.
No, I do. All right. It is. And I just take my hat off. Someone needs to hand him and say, you know, an attractive woman, which you are, a very positive woman, which you are, a very faith woman, and a good, loyal woman, you're a commodity. He needs to shape up or ship out. Somebody can hand him a sale, and he can go out there on the pavement. Because you don't come along every day. And what they're showing me with the angel work in you and the love is you've had to block that heart because he's hurt you over and over.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
it
has, very much.
It's very sad, and that's what the karma is. And they show me here that we've also got the real love and the Christian work working with you is no matter how you go into your life and what you're doing, the angels are telling me that we're going to get you not only handled here in some work, but I'm hearing with the angel Ariel works real with the energies of it, that I see that's going to be some other change. I see you're going to be able to really do this with not just the faith, but also kind of have a little bit of rest and peace, because it seems like sometimes he just likes to argue with you, to argue or something. I keep hearing him, like, you know, keeping you riled up so you'll just go along with what he wants.
Yes, that's true. That's very much true.
That's really a shame, and I've got to go on. We've got all these people waiting, but I'm just glad I got to talk to you, and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to put out blessings, and you keep contacting us, and, you know, I guess we're going to let them know if you don't stay good, we're going to be getting you a new man, because you're a very good person.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you and bless you, and thank you for calling. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We are having fun, and we just talked to a very special lady that please follow us and follow along. Click that button on the right side. You can popular make us, and we also love the fact because then you can see when we're on. We are changing our schedules. We love all of you, and we're working towards it. The angels are telling me that as we're going to start today, it's going to be a little bit of a wild one. We know that if you guys would hang on, we've got some special guests we always have on Friday. But Friday's being Friday. So what we're going to do is we're going to relax it down. I've had quite a few guys call in. And I welcome you, and I love the fact that we have you on the phone. And the phone is being a little silly because we're right in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And we're in the middle of the new energy. And the new energy is we're going to be moving our show to another time. We're going to be also going into the really positive, as I've been letting you know, situations of adding the psychics together. We're going to have double doses. You're going to have Amy Kavanoff, Psychic Jethro together, Tony Naomi and Kelly Coulter. We're going to add Aurora Rose, and we've also got Medium Celeste, Sandra Green. Don't forget Tryon Victory. Man, phenomenal. We've got all those names. We're also going to add some new and plus names. We have right now in the process of working with and adding new psychics from every field, situation, and life force that we can to make Psychics Gone Wild the best psychic entertainment show that we can for you. We started this, and I had Heather DeLucio ask me a couple nights ago on Whispering Spirits, where did the name come from? And I kid you not, this name, Psychics Gone Wild, came from the guides and the angels who told me this while I was doing another radio show. And I was in a different network and was doing stuff, and they were, I was talking like this, they said, this show will end, and you will be doing this, and they told me exactly where you guys are listening to me now. And I was talking to a lady on the radio, as I was just earlier, and all of a sudden they just told that. She thanked me. Realized, I think, that she thought I was doing a commercial. I laughed, realized, no, what I'm doing, and all of a sudden I realized then, even more stronger, is this was all going to be, and I saw where I am now. I also was in California at the time, and I did see and know now that there are different types of palm trees and different energies. I couldn't understand why what I was seeing didn't look like the palms in California. Now I understand, living in Tampa, Florida, what I was seeing. So I welcome you, I bless you, and I love the fact that we're all going to get a few minutes with Psychic Jethro. We are working at the top of the hour, at which will be actually 3 p.m. my time Pacific, here in half an hour. We will have Aurora Rose is going to be on with me, Psychic Jethro. We are working, having a little bit of difficulties with the other work. We know that Tryon Victory definitely will be on Wednesday night with Kelly. We're working here trying to get some other phones to pick up. And we've got Ellen. Can you hear me? Your phone's red. How are you doing, Ellen?
Hello, I'm so glad I got a chance to speak with you.
Me too, thank you. I'm so glad too. And I laugh, I've got about six lines and nothing's turning the color red. That means it's a go. So you turned red, Ellen, and I guess you get to talk to Psychic Jethro on Psychic on One.
Well, lucky me. I'm calling because I had an interview this morning, and I'm wondering whether you pick up anything regarding whether or not I'll get a job offer.
No problem. And what I'm looking here with you, I can feel energy, and I'm going to have you say your first name so I can pick it up.
Ellen.
Ellen, what I'm getting here with you is that I feel that you're working on and you're putting a lot of effort into things. You're going there. But I don't feel this job is, but I think there's one coming real soon. And I think what's happening here, Ellen, is that the energy in the other parts with the guides are telling me that there's going to be some other things going on with you, and I see that there's going to be some other stuff happening here with you. I do feel that there's a job coming that's going to be, and I feel the other part that you've also got looking at is you're going to be doing some really good work on some things that you've got. And I feel that in the next couple of days you're going to get another interview, and that's going to be the one. So that's, and we've got you here, Ellen. It's just flipping you all over the place. You catch any of that?
No, I didn't. Maybe I'll just listen to archives, but if you could repeat some of it, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for listening to the archives. We've been on for a while now. What I've got here with you, and they said that this job here may not be the one, but they said in a couple of days you're going to get another scheduled interview, and that's the job. And you've got more money coming. That's part of what's going on. Your guides right now with the difficulty of Mercury, which we get through with, by the 8th we'll be through with it. We're all going to celebrate that Mercury's going to leave us alone for a while. And by actually Wednesday, here I get you getting another opportunity, and I see you getting another job that's even a little more pay.
Oh, that'll be nice.
What I see. And I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, Ellen, and blessings, and hang on there. You seem like a very positive person.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and blessings. And as we're rolling here on the phones, we have it throwing people in and throwing them around. And she archives was a word that Ellen just used. Please go into our archives and always check, because we have a lot of the past shows. Amy Kavanaugh's Wednesday psychic classes and working with the chakras is on. I've had a lot of people tell me they love listening in to Amy and her classes. And we are going to be on live, me and her, next Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So check with us. We're moving around a little more, trying to get our spots found. And 512, it's up to you. How are you?
Hi, Jethro.
Hi. How's your day?
I'm fine. I'm having a great day. I feel a lot better than last time I called you. I was just curious. When you I probably should ask you if you did go and study in a school and learn about the difference between our physical life consciousness and your soul, or I don't know if it's the right words to say that.
Okay. I have taken psychology, and I have taken classes and courses, if you've read my book, with physical teachers who sat down and worked with me on the psychic of it. Am I correct in what you're saying if I've looked about the conscious of us or the subconscious? Is that what we're talking about, our physical realm or our spiritual?
Yes, because, you know, our physical, we remember from, you know, whatever age we can remember all the way through our life, but our soul has a longer memory. So they're two different things.
I love that, and I agree with you very much. And most of that I was taught honestly, by a teacher who lives on a reservation in the Rocky Mountains, and we worked a lot on how to develop and do that energy and go there. And I can tell with you that you have been to the Record Keepers, because I feel you're working really hard on some of your astral and some of your soul retrieval.
I did it once in a psychic class, it was a group, and I was shocked at how simple it was, how I could just visualize it. I was there. I saw a flash of somebody that I used to be, and then another flash of something, and it was just amazing. It was so quick.
Yeah, I feel it, and I know that when we did a good example, I did psychic boot camp in Sedona, Arizona with Deborah Lynn Katz, and you're right. It is so simple, because we were able to take almost 20-some people in a matter of within 20 minutes. The group went into their energy, was able to live in the past, to step into the present, to move on to the future. And I see this with you. I feel that you also are really strengthening up some of your other work. I would love to and be honored if you could make one of our classes. We're doing a Sedona class in November 17th, 18th, and 19th. In November this year of 2012, we're doing a class again with me and Medium Celeste.
Oh, well, I'm going to write that down, and I would be fascinated. And I've read her book, Deborah Katz.
Yes.
Yeah. She's amazing. She, I guess her book was Original Teachings of Clairvoyance.
Yes, one of her three. Yeah, yes, yeah. And, you know, I she is amazing. She's a very good person. And in our archives, we have a show where Deborah Lynn Katz was with us. We've been hoping to really get her back on again. She's just a really good, positive person.
So that's November 16th, 17th, and 18th?
November, 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's the day. 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And is that on the website?
It will be actual classes. We have Skype classes going on continually. If you want to take a class, go to www.jethrosmith.net. And you can take the class right there, you know, pick the class, and then we do Skype with me, and it's on every Friday for 8 weeks if you want to take it at home on your own Skype. But this will be a physical, actual class with me and Medium Celeste. We're going to go to two of the vortexes. We always go to sacred pools. We work through there, and we work through the energies in Sedona, and it's very private, and we will be working through this time doing totem callings. We'll be doing past life regression work, and we'll be doing raising your nine chakras to the point of the ultraviolet, putting in the violet flame, and working with the violet flame, I should say.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds fascinating. Hey, speaking of portals, have you ever heard of somebody like seeing a portal above somebody or around somebody? Have you ever seen that?
I have, and I know that a lot of times people will try to tell me that there's different orbs that do that. And I know, you know, an orb you see with a person's energy doing the orb outside of it, but an actual porthole has the energy of the being able to be the porthole to go through it. And I have seen this in one of the books I am writing on right now is I'm writing on a book on about Sedona, and Sedona has its own chakras and vortex. If you go into the energies of it, and in the purple chakra of Sedona, Arizona, there is a porthole that does move like you talk here, and it does go with different people. I've seen it when I worked at Crystal Castle quite a few times. It was pretty much there with people and was pretty much working with different individuals, that it would go with them from a time after they were out there. So, yes, I would.
Amazing. I never knew such a thing could exist.
Yeah, it is there, and it happens, and I've also had other people, you know, say that they would tell me they would see an orb, and it's doing that, but I would say the porthole of that, because I have seen it. If it's an orb, and it's raising energy, and it's there as an actual entity, it's an orb or an object in the description. But if it's a porthole, which is an energy that's doing that, that's able to put from one place to another, or being able to transcend, you know, other energies, I would say is a porthole. So, you know, maybe it's the terminology there, and we'd have to sit down together. I would very much enjoy sitting down with you and discussing different principles and showing you some of the orb and porthole pictures that I have classed along my spiritual path of 30 years and see, you know, what you feel and your opinion of which would be orb and which would be vortex.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll let you get on to your other callers.
Thank you. Bless you, and I'm glad you called, and we're looking forward to speaking to everyone that's been coming on the show, is that we've got a really good group of people that have been contacting us, and we've been looking at trying to get out there together and really having a lot of fun. Is one of those things is that we're also putting together one of the other sites, and that is some of the other energies that we've had happening is that we've had a lot of people call in and expect to us to be getting a lot more of the classes. So we're going to be bringing that back into effect. We're going to be also going into some other energies, and one of those energies that we're looking at happening is we're looking at bringing back some of the real strong, positive people that we've had, and that was a good example with Deborah Lynn Katz. I feel very honored to have had her on the show, and I feel very grateful, and that was a good topic to bring up there. This is sometimes old school and new school. Now, honestly, I know that different ones of you will talk. I speak highly of everyone, and I really encourage, but I do know that, like, there are different psychic institutions. Boulder, Colorado is one. Berkeley, California is one. Maui, Hawaii is one. Sedona, Arizona is. And these different places I'm bringing up are places and different teachings and different work and different theories and different bases. And what I was taught was we always compliment, we don't compete. But I also really suggest that, have you ever taken and done any other classes or work with anyone that you really just noticed that their psychic energy was working and going through it? Well, that's what happens in transition of this. And what you really want to do is you want to compliment each other. And there's been many times that I have had very positive experience with other people and realized that that was what was going on to it, you know. And the people are writing to me and asking, and it's like, that's really great for you guys that are coming in through it. We've also got some things happening here. That 562, you finally got this phone to quit spinning. How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Really good. I welcome you to call Psychics Gone Wild, and we were just discussing about vortexes and orbs and portholes.
I know. Something that I know nothing about.
Well, why not?
Pretty awesome, though. When are you going to have your classes? Like where at, actually? Because I'm in California, so.
I know. We're going to have one in Sedona, Arizona, a physical class for 3 days in November. And you can go ahead and get signed up and ready for the class by going in and taking to the class and paying for it on www.jethrosmith.net. Or you can turn around and take and do the class through Skype, and you can have it done through Skype.
Okay. Well, that, if I can't make it to Arizona, then, although I'm dying to make a trip somewhere. So that might be a good excuse to get out of here. So tired of California. I've been here forever, it seems.
Yeah,
so,
see, you could come
I'll,
see
I'll
it.
Go in there. And how does the Skype work? You just kind of listen to the class?
On Skype, now there's two different classes we're meeting. If you want to do Skype, you would talk to me over the phone, or you could do like Skype on your computer. It's a site that if we both have is free, and we'd be able to see and talk to each other. It's like a video chat, pretty much. Or if you wanted to, you know, to use your phone instead of Skype, you would hear me over the phone talk with you, work with you. I do half an hour once a week. I send you an email of your psychic class, and we get together, and you can do it that way. Or like this right now, which is even excellent, if you get right now and sign up now before we, because we've got some space, our classes, you could take the whole normally $295 class for $200 and have all 3 days in Sedona, Arizona with physically, you know, go to Sedona, get a room. One good thing, in November, the rooms are going to be pretty cheap. It's Arizona, and they're going to be, that's not the time of the year they have a lot of business. So you'll be able to get in November, you'll be able to see, you'll also be able to really work with and have a lot of, you know, people working there with it.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the best. It's just, you know, being there presently, and that's all the focus I would have is just being there. I'm definitely going to try to see how to, you know, I'll definitely contact and get information on the hotels and so forth. So the information for the classes are going to be on your website, right?
They're already on there?
Or is it going to be at? And,
yeah.
Yeah, are they already on there where it says where exactly it's going to be at and so forth?
They're on... basically on chat, and where it's going to be is it's going to be at the Seven Sacred Pools in Arizona, and it's going to be the last day is going to be at what they call the Airport Vortex, and both of those are out. And what we do is we get together, and we have a place we meet. We all kind of get together, and we do a little bit of a intro, kind of get into this. We go in the backyard. We work with this, in this house with everybody, kind of get not only get to know, but do a little meditations, get to know each other, do our energies. And then the next 2 days, we meet at those places. We give you a map that says how to get to these vortexes, and we work outside in the nature for the next 2 days on really raising and heightening your energy.
Wow, cool. Sounds great. Okay, I'll definitely look into it, and then I'll start planning out, saving some money. It should be fine, because hopefully I'm get a job by then. That's what I'm working on right now, and I'm very positive. I think I'm pretty certain I almost landed a job, so that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. Now, what do you feel, or do you see anything love-wise or around me or relationship-wise coming here for me anytime soon?
One thing I see with you, I'm feeling like that the guides are telling me that they're kind of telling me you're not going to be able to have a relationship yet. Your guides are holding back with you. And it's like they keep showing me that they are doing this. It's your guides. I mean, they deliberately are, you would be good in a relationship. You've handled it. You've moved on. You're ready for a relationship. It's just the guides are telling me what's going to end up happening is they're not going to let you have a relationship here until later on in the year. And I keep looking to see what they're telling me, and they said that it's going to be in October.
Any particular reason as to why?
They're telling me that you have friends and other people right now, but they're not going to let anybody really get around because they've got someone for you. You also have some ideas of what you want in a relationship. You want you could have a relationship, which is not a nice way to say it, but you could have someone and, you know, being on, but it would also be really odd. They would just like, they're telling me what they want for you right now is they want you to be able to have your energies and all your stuff to be able to go ahead and do that. And they're telling me that there's also something going to handle, there's some things you're going to handle a little bit that I feel like you've been going through. You've got to make sure, I feel you're getting work you're trying to get, but I also feel that your system, your body's been going through something that you've got to really make sure. If you've had your checkups, I mean, this is my spiritual opinion, but I feel like you need to kind of talk and have a little checkup or something.
Yeah, I just went to the doctor recently, and I'm feeling much better and everything.
Good.
So.
That's what they're saying. You say I'm feeling much better now, and they're still getting the energy with me. They're letting me know that what I, you know, and this is my own spiritual opinion and belief that I'm letting you know. I mean, I would always say an encroach with the doctor, but they're telling me that you are really going through some things here that you're going to notice that they're getting better and feeling. They're giving you this. You went through a health. Your healing's going to be better, and then they're going to let you have the relationship because your guides are still put you what I call on a R&R, rest and retreat. You definitely have to come to our class. We got to raise your energy because it looks to me like you're a very good, positive person. We need your guys raising the energy to bring in that stronger vibration because I feel you've got people that might want to date you and want to date you, but the problem is your guys are a little choosy, too. They're like, they want you to get someone that's going to treat you really good.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, so do I. And I'm not a pushover either, so if it's not a good person, then I don't want him in my life. So,
yeah.
But I'm kind of just, I'm just kind of ready. I just talk to people a lot because I'm very sociable, so I have a lot of friends. But I want one in particular, you know. And not saying that I have one in mind, but I'm just saying that I want to eventually have that, you know, that bond or that relationship, that friendship that one gets when you're, you know, when you're with one particular person, not just dating a bunch of, you know, a bunch of people.
I feel that, and I'm really glad I you know that you are like that, and I think that's one of the positives, and I think that's what's coming together, and that's what they're doing. And I, you know, this is the thing, you know, when you just, a couple of the things you said very strongly there, definitely call in and talk to our tune next Wednesday, because this is exactly what they're talking about. And what you're going to love is you're going to get the female and the male point of view plus the energy of the psychic energy and two different very unique, strong gifts because they're what they get and what they're talking about and they're doing are manifesting, which is a psychic ability of its own, and also they're talking about working within and making the other options happen for you in the way that you want.
Okay, so it's next Tuesday?
Next Wednesday. Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Eastern Time. Okay, well, I sure will. Thank you so much, Pedro.
Thank you. I'm glad you called. Bless you.
You're safe. Bye-bye.
Having a fun day. It's Friday. It's Psychics Gone Wild, and it's live. And 718, you got to be, we got you here. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Just having a wild Friday. We've been letting those numbers spin, trying to get people in. And as you probably, if you listened in, we had someone, we were discussing orbs, and they've never seen a porthole beside someone.
Neither have I.
And you know what? You're just like me. We really were just trying to be nice, and we ended up going, what? You did exactly what I wanted you to say. Thank you and bless you, because that made me laugh. And I needed that, because it is Friday. And what I love with you is if you will tell me honestly your first name, and we'll go from there.
Kiva. It's Kiva.
Kiva, I love you. That was one of the, I needed that, and that was so cute because, you know, when, you know, and I love when we do this. I'm a psychic, you guys, and they tell, you know, they call me, and it's like, I woke up, my Cheerios hates my Applebee, and now they're looking at each other, and what am I going to tell the cat? And I'm like, I'd tell that cat to quit eating that cereal because it's the only having the milk, you know?
Oh, gosh.
I got you to laugh now, Kiva, and that's what is happening. You have something here about relationship going on with you that I feel like there's something happening here with you and your guides. You and your guides are arguing over relationship.
Probably family.
Tell me that that you're kind of doing something, and your guides are wanting you to react different. You got something going with your tummy, and it's because you're trying to do what you feel and think, and your guides are like, no, it is family, and they're like, your guides are kind of getting done with them or something. There's something going on that they're tired of it.
Wow, I know just what you're talking about. I'm trying to be nice and trying to be me, but I had it in me just to do what I had to do, and now I'm having second thoughts, and my stomach has been very messed up. I had a car accident yesterday. I just hope they're not too upset because everything seems to be going on crazy.
It is crazy, and we're gonna get through this hard thing of Mercury, and this retrograde. This planet is going backwards in the universe, and it does these parts, and it causes energy, and what the even showing here as it is, you're in one of those karmic times where the major planets that are doing karma is putting energy there. So everything for you has to be kind of like baby steps, Kiva. It's
okay.
Like, take a baby step. And I can see where you are, and I laugh because we must have the same rising and sign, because, you know, yesterday I was like, I'm trading that family in. I know there's a lap there is a lap dog out there that will not bite my fingers, will not tear up the carpet, and will treat me good. Where do I take the family exchange card and do mine now?
Oh my gosh, yes, that was me. And now I'm kind of saying, just let it go. Let me just follow, do what I have to do, and let me just let it go and be nice. And but
and they're telling me you just got.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I love the fact we're doing the first good thing is we're laughing it off, because really
yes.
it is the best medicine. It's also the real strength is they are not kidding anybody. Right now, communication is so odd. I think everything's kind of getting turned around, and they're used to kind of getting what they want from you. They're telling me that your guys are telling me that they've done this to you before. They've made you at times just kind of really pushed with you, and then you know, all of a sudden, it's like they will tell me that you're also going through a little bit more of this physical. And be careful, because I do see later with this accident hurt you a little bit. It's like you've got some things here. Your body took a jar. It's going to take a little bit to get out of that shock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it? I had a previous accident also, so it could trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger the things I don't want to trigger.
No.
Yes.
I can see that, and I do see you getting through it. I see the angels are going to be there working with you. I also see something else that they're telling me is things are starting to happen here with you, and that is you have not got everybody's permission right now or something. Your family's telling me there's some kind of it's not a need-to-know basis. It's a kind of, they're like something else is going on with you, and they know right now that you're under a lot of stress, and what you need is you need their support right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not getting it. It feels like, do this, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I'm just like, I have to move on my own pace. I was scheduled to move, had everything set up for August 1st. They tell me it's going to be the 10th through the 17th. So I'm like, what do? I don't want to go stay with anybody. I want to go to my own. And those are the dates that I'm being given now.
That's what I'm getting.
From the 1st.
I feel that, and I feel like they're also telling me that this has caused you so much. It's got your stomach going, it's got the grief, and I feel like you're going to get through it. It's just going to be a little bit deal of energy, and I'm glad you kind of did a little bit today. You know, it's going to all clear next week. It's probably by this time next week, all of it all is going to be
clear. I can't wait.
I like that. Now, this relationship thing, you didn't want to talk about the love life.
I'm not in one. I'm not just family.
Why not?
I'm blocking.
Yes, you are. And that's okay. You know, but I'm just glad we had to be honest. I could warn you, they didn't tell you Fridays was the hot seat. You're like, gosh, I call it.
Yeah, I'm in it.
I'm in it. You're in the hot seat. Because I know, like, this other part of the love and the relationship, yeah, you were doing that. And that's what they wanted to kind of go around to. And that was some of the other argument. And I do see what you're doing. You're blocking it. You also have a couple of other people there who would treat you really good. And you're just slamming the door on their head. You're not even letting them look in the house. They get to put the clothes, and you just keep it going, uh-oh. I know what you're up to. I know where you're thinking. Yeah, that's it. And they're telling me the other really good thing that's going to happen here is that, you know, you do love yourself, and it's okay to let other people love you. Sometimes you just kind of, that whole relationship thing, you want to take Cupid out and slap him around a little bit.
You know what it is? I think to be happy and make other people happy, you have to make yourself happy first. And I'm not happy right now. So I think once I get settled, then I could open my heart to that. But now it's just like my children, my children, my children.
I like that. I love that. I love that you're like, I'm not looking at it. Thank you for calling in. You've never seen one. Now remember, when you call Psychic Jethro, if you've seen an orb or you've seen a porthole, you know, and I may have to go back over that because it's Mercury retrograde and I have to listen to what I said. I will be quoted. I probably blew that. And now this is the day I'm going to be known. You know, I got into Who's Who and they're talking to me about Psychic Jethro. And then I have somebody ask, I want to go, ma'am. So please, you guys, keep your questions to a person that just lives. I did go to school, but a lot of times I was the guy that was out cheating, maybe smoking. I did dance a lot.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of the school for dancing too close. If you ever get whacked with a broom, you'll know in the Rocky Mountains, don't dance that close.
Why are you saying that? And my oldest son did in high school, and I'm like, the only one that got put out for that, too close.
How did I know that? I'm psychic, I'm telling you. And I asked you, and
yes.
I do have a girlfriend, so you don't, you know, people say, God, you called Jethro Shun, he's trying to pick you up. And I loved how you answered that. You were so, thank you, Kiva. You were so diplomatic and cool. You're like, because I'm not looking, and I just love it. You know, you're a joy to talk to, and I just welcome you. And I love the fact that we are here on Psychics Gone Wild to have fun. Please follow us, you know, on the show. Continue listening. Next week is going to be, we're going to be doing a lot more of our stronger psychics and people. And you've got to listen into Friday. Me and Amy have never got to be together on the phone. We've been silly and wild through other things and know each other, but we've never done the phone. And I don't know if they're ready for us. You may have the, you know, the police on the internet shut us down. Or put a broom out there.
Well, I will enjoy. I will definitely listen.
Very good. Thank you. And I welcome
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We're going through the Psychics Gone Wild numbers. We've got a few of you on the phone waiting, and our guest is here. So I want you guys to hang on, because now it's at the 3 o'clock time, and we're going to hear some little wild music from our very good psychic Linda Irwin, and this is one of her own tunes, and it's called The Power of the Overlords. That's cool. I thought it said Oven Lords. I'm like, if it's got brownies or cake, I want it. You know, Psychic Jethro. We've got quite a few people waiting in the queue. We've got Aurora Rose coming on here right after 3 minutes of this music. I want you guys to listen to Linda Irwin's new song and get ready to rock your Friday. Excellent music, Linda. We love it. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild. We are having our Friday. There's quite a few calling in. Do that 773-897-6461 and get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Get ready. Pull your hair back, because we are here. And guess who we've got waiting? We've got our Aurora Rose. What you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Really great. We've been having a great time. I was talking about portholes and auras, and then we said some things, and I don't know, but I got hung up on, and we've had some other people in that we talked about putting the broom between you when you dance. Do you know about that, Aurora? Can you tell us, did you and Eric ever get in trouble and have them put the broom between you guys when you danced?
No. We always hid so we wouldn't get caught.
How did I know, Aurora? How did we all know? So you two just didn't get caught. So you were the clever ones. Well, our last guest was like, we had to put it up in the newspaper and wonder why we got smacked with that paper on the nose. I hate that. Every time they bust me, and then I wonder why I get caught. You know, it's just, we're just having a fun Friday.
We have to learn to be sneakier about it.
Great. I love it, Aurora. We're having one of those Psychics Gone Wild days. We've had a lot of calls in already, and we're just having Mercury, they said, is going to be over. We're hearing it's over August 8th.
Oh, that would be such a relief, because I have been, I normally don't get too much trouble out of Mercury being in retrograde. I mean, I get a little bit, but, you know, usually I can blow it off. This time, it was like a big giant smack in the face. And I'm like, okay, Mercury, me and you are fixing to have a fight, okay?
Linda Irwin said she's going to wait for it at the bike rack and take him down. Mercury and her is going to have a couple wrestle matches.
Oh, good. We'll just take turns.
Well, we love you. Everyone who knows Aurora Rose is one of the phenomenal psychics who's been on Aurora Rose's own show, and also she's been on Living in the Psychic Realm, Psychics Gone Wild, very gifted, phenomenal psychic who works and helps people at really way low rates. We all love Aurora, and we've had people get kind of snappy about why she does it. Aurora does it, and Aurora, why do you do it? Why do you help these people?
It's a calling. It really is. I feel the need to help people because it's a really spiritual thing. And when I help people, it helps me almost as much as it does them. And I have to be able to pay my bills, so that's the only reason I charge. Because it's almost like a job I would do for free if I could afford to do it for free, but I can't.
No, I know. And those of you, yes. And those who've listened in on Mondays, we've heard a lot of the other rapports. I can tell you from having experience with Aurora off of Living in the Psychic Realm last year, Aurora has a lot of return business. Now, those of you who know why a person returns to a psychic is because of the word that we want, accurate. And also compassionate. Aurora has helped people with a lot of work. I get a lot of emails. Aurora and me have done for the last, almost we become friends last year. A psychic needs a psychic, and I had contacted Aurora, and I needed Aurora to help me. And what was really hilarious was we are actually other friends brought us together, and it was like, okay. And Aurora just, two psychics talking. Aurora's going, you need help with this. I'm like, okay. And she's like this, okay? And she gets off the phone. Well, it took me a little bit to realize, gosh, this lady's cool. I didn't even really have to even go with this. Me and my girlfriend are out camping, and Aurora helped us with some things with this spirituality and the light. Everything went bing, bing, and we're like, a week later, Aurora sends me, she's like me, we send people fun mail. I get this cute card in the mail with this beautiful little angel in it. I'm like, that's Aurora's. And my relationship laughs. She goes, she didn't have an address on it. She goes, what about this? And I go, Aurora. She goes, yeah, you'll probably be seeing roses, And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Aurora Rose is the other psychic. She goes, oh. And then she looked and she goes, oh, I get this. She goes, she's the girl with the husband, Eric. And we laughed and everything. I'm like, yes. We had been on the site and doing this. So I'm giving people a little tidbit of the juice about me and Aurora. And we love so dearly. We've had other psychics through the times that we've been together get upset, and I do understand. I mean, like Roy just said there, and me and Aurora are the crazy too, that if the mood grabs us, we will get on eBay, we will grab PayPal, we will grab Facebook, and we will have these crazy let's help you readings. And those of you who know, Aurora is a full-time mom, wife. In her spare time, she's married to a very excellent person. Many of you guys have made friends with him, man who's very strong person who's got a lot going on. So Aurora does do this around that with her other life. And I just want to tell you, Aurora, congratulations. I don't know if you've heard, but I know Lou Vendetti is going to be contacting you, and they want to put your face up on and put you on the board of the best psychics that they have on Facebook.
Oh,
and
wow.
You know, he also was and got a hold of me. Last month it was me, and this month it is you. The month before it was Medium Celeste. It's just we've just been taking the awards by the hand.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That is awesome news.
It's awesome. And Aurora does a lot. And I know a lot of you guys have asked me, you know, what is going on? She was on Saturday, and then you pull her over here. Aurora's doing this to help people, and that's what we're doing. Aurora, tell them how they can get a hold of you to get a reading, and then we'll get to these calls that have been waiting patiently.
Well, the two best ways to get a hold of me is either at aurorarosepsychic@gmail.com, or you can call my home phone, or, well, my landline phone. It's 270-259-2584. And I do have a website, which is aurorarosepsychic.web.com. However, my best deals are on eBay. And that is also where I sell my enchanted jewelry, spells that you may want, because I do a lot of energy work. And I have special deals going up on there all the time. And for anybody who's into Creepy Hollows, I do have a store on Creepy Hollows Marketplace as Castle of Aurora Rose.
Excellent. So that's really good. And Aurora, we've got people who have waited for you. We kind of joked. I know a lot of you guys do that. What are we doing with it? We are having Mercury, so it said we were on at 8 o'clock tonight. We've got surprise people in. We've had a very calm Friday because, unfortunately, I'm going to get a lot of mail, and it's just Mercury. My rising is Gemini, you guys. So know when you deal with psychic Jethro, whatever Mercury goes into reverse, so does Jethro's Camaro. Because what's going to happen is everything in my life goes Lulu. But the really good thing is that it is a very positive. This is the month for me as a Scorpio that I am going to be known for being out there in the world. And I want to thank you guys today with all the awards that they graciously, those of you who've nominated me, I am accepting the Who's Who's Award, and we'll be in there with Psychic Jethro. And I just thank you very much, and I just was so happy. And when I heard this from Lou about Aurora, I'm like, I really got to announce this. I got to get her on the show. We got to have her back, and we need to have her on. And those of you listen, she's on Mondays. We've had her on Living in the Realm. She'll be on there as a surprise guest. You know, Sandra and her are good buds, and Sandra and her just, you know, get into trouble on the radio, but it's just going to be fun. So, 718, you've had to hear all of our stories. How about you? What do you do?
Hi, it's Kiva again. You got me.
Kiva, you're going to get me in trouble. You said you were, no, and now I got a broom after us or something.
I don't know why. I was listening. I was listening.
I honestly, Lord,
Aurora. I'm just enjoying
it.
I'm enjoying your show.
Very good. No problem. We'll go on to someone who hasn't, you guys. I'm not playing favors. There will be no yelling at Jethro today. I'm calling my mom. No, I can't, but I'm going to go. 717, you got a chance to talk on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Just great, Jethro. How are you today? It's your angel friend in PA.
Hey, Corrine, we're people are beating us with a broom, and me and Aurora are trying to keep the cops out of it, and she told me if I just would be a little more secretive, they'd stop smacking me.
But you know what? Now that you have Corrine on the show, I don't know if we can be as sneaky about it, because we're really going to get in trouble now.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Those of you who listen to the archives,
you get me and Corrine in the same room, and it's like, you know, we tend to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we make the energy go a little nuts, actually.
I love it. We needed it. You two are very good people. We're just blessed to have you back. It's like the old week here. I'm living in the realm. We have it in the archives. Those of you who want to enjoy, Corrine is our angel worker. We did a very intense session one day, and all three of us at the same time reading, working, and helping heal people. And we just ended up having the most positive fun. And we welcome it. And as we're going down the list here, we've got a couple other people that are coming up and spinning. So you guys are going to have to tease me about the fact that if I get you again, Kiva, I'm going to be, because the numbers are just going wild. And that's why they're doing it. You've got three very strong energies here all working to put out the best intent to help other people. So, Corrine, I'm going to have you talk with Aurora a few minutes on a reading, and then we're going to go into the next person. I've got it. There we go. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Thank you. Actually, I know Aurora too well, so Jethro, if you could take this, I'd be grateful.
No problem. I will. No, that's fine. Yeah, I think that's a compliment, and thank you. Corrine, I'm looking here with the energy. I'm going to have you say your first name for me to get permission from your guys.
Corrine.
Corrine, I see here and know here that you are handling some other stuff. They're showing, we were joking when you came on about this, you know, we were talking about being in school and getting a broom put between you. You know, do you remember that, by the way, Corrine? Are you that age? Because I'm telling my age here that when we used to dance, if you danced too intense, they'd put a broom and it would make you dance a certain way.
I think that's just a smidge. Of course, we're real close in age, but that must have been a regional thing because they didn't do that. They just smacked their knuckles with a ruler or something like that.
Oh, my God.
So it was slightly different, a little bit regional thing there, I think.
Now, you guys know we all have relationships, and we're just joking before you start sending mail on who's doing what, so we know, because I just laughed. But
yes.
I got a quick go to see the emails I got on Psychic Chat. They just went crazy. Woke up a few people over there, yes. And Corrine, what the guy just showing and telling me with you that is you are doing some things there, and the broom is the cleaning up. You're going to be doing some real energy there of handling a lot of cycle. I see your health taking on a whole new cycle for you of strengthening. You're gathering your forces, as they call it. You're also going to a new ascension level. That's part of why we guys are hearing on the phone. Those of you who can hear all the different sounds, we are really experiencing a lot here in the, at my house on the computer, and we're having a lot through the what I would say the station and the radio airwaves. Is it's hard to even get anything on. There's three songs spinning that we never even picked. We've got numbers going crazy, and it's because, Corrine, you're going to be doing this other ascension, and it's going to financially help your family. They keep saying September for you.
Wonderful. That would be awesome.
It's
waiting
needed
a long time for things to get better.
You can see it. I can also see that you're also having to do some of this, as you and Aurora have done before, is it's going back and forth with the forces. They said there's someone that you have dealt with before that was not of a good energy that's trying to come back into your circle.
Oh, not good. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
It's not gonna be allowed. And part of what it is that your energy, and you've got a very good friend here. All of us who know Aurora know that Aurora is a very strong individual. She doesn't, you know, just joke about no. When she says no, she means it. And she's saying that this is not going to be allowed. There's some energy force that you two will come together as sisters or energy and do some positive work on the light side of it to keep this there and gone. It's also because of energy there wanting to stop you. Something's trying to hold your power and close your orange power down, because as you become stronger, more people, you will help.
Yes, and that is what I wish for greatly. That is my strongest and truest desire in life, actually. Aurora can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. She's really been working on her healings and things, and she's come a long way. She's gotten quite powerful at her healing.
I love that. It's amazing. And, you know, my hat off to you, and I love the fact that we need you, white workers. We need you out there. We all need to be taking a moment to work within ourselves. But the healers are doing both. They're not only working within themselves to heal and do the work, but they're putting it outward and helping the universe and all of us and each of us each time they do a white work. And we, those of us who do this, I say we, but I speak as myself, know and do the whole energy here of what they're also showing us is the guides are showing us that there's so many people out there in these times of ascension who've not been open. Their chakras are not open. They're having a problem with the crown chakra. They're closing down. And as the cycle goes, what we want and need to have is people like Aurora and Corrine to do this. And so those of you who get a chance, make sure that you try it out. We had a good example yesterday of having their aura balanced. Now, I know there was a lot of joke there. I didn't say that we were going to do your tires, but the person thought they were going to get their wheel alignment or something and made me laugh very much. But, it's think of it like that. If you want to look at it like they're taking and doing that, what they're going to do is they're going to take all seven of those orb energies and they're going to align them so they're all open, they're all working to light up the last two so you have all nine energies of your chakra. And those of you who've been taking the class and working with me know that when you're working with the violet flame, you have to have all nine energies lit up to completely clear out any indifference. We're doing a lot of abundance prayers this month, and we're also adding in doing clearing. Those of you who know that I had some other obstacles in June, and it was a hard month. I utilized and put together some other things that I only use what I works for me. So, you know, these are some things I would like you to get with me on my site. Work with me, do the $25 self-protection, or to get into a class of putting out and clearing anything that's in your path, you know, getting rid of obstacles. You know, and you can do that in 1 week's class. It's a $25. You take it half an hour with me on the phone. You work with me. You take this home. You get it in your email. You read it. You work with it. We talk on the phone for half an hour, and you implement it into your life. And, Kareem, what I also get with you as you're going through this next couple months is I see your other cycle taking into effect. I see you really becoming able to handle your other stuff that you had. And you said it'll wait in a long time, but it's the really good thing, too, is this is it's you and your husband. It seems like there's other cycles that have happened that by you getting your strength, you're able to cut anything around him that's trying to pull him into a swamp, or it just looks like a dark hole.
Yes, and I've been trying to do that as well, help my husband and make sure that he doesn't get swallowed by the snakes around him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see. And I thank you, Corinne. We're running again, and, you know, I'm glad you didn't get whacked with the ruler on the fingers. I didn't get smacked with the broom, and Aurora's still here, so I think we're good.
I think so, too. I think maybe Mercury's deciding to turn around. He can get whacked, too.
Exactly. Thank you, Corinne. Bless you, and I'm glad you called us from Upper East of the United States.
Okay. Thank you. And just put me on hold so I can listen to the rest of the show.
Sure. We've got 718.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Kiva again?
This is Kiva again. But you know what? I'm putting my son on if he'll come to me.
Somebody in that house wants to read.
Look, he's funny. Come. Come here. Hold on a second.
Oh, you're telling me I'm funny or he's funny. I bet he ran. He's like, you just put me on the phone with a funny man.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Great. This is Psychic Jethro and Aurora Rose, and I'd like you just to kind of talk to Aurora just a little bit, and she'll give you a psychic reading.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Go ahead and ask, you know, whatever you want, and I'll try to do my best for you.
I like prayer. General reading.
Uh-huh.
A general reading.
Is something going on with your career?
Yes.
Are you wanting a change, or because I feel a change coming, and it almost feels like it's something you've been hoping for?
No, I just got back into the post office.
Okay.
I just started my job back there.
Okay. I feel like you're going to be there long term. However, I sense a positive, like, I sense that you're actually going to move up the little post office ladder.
Yes.
pretty fast. And I feel like this was a great career move for you to get back into the post office.
Yes, I was really hoping on it a lot.
Yeah, and I see this bringing you a lot of financial security.
Yes.
I'm also getting something about your love life. Are you single right now?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel somebody coming for you in October.
In October?
In October. I mean, you might have a couple of dates between now and October, but I feel like you're getting an actual relationship, a steady relationship in October.
Yes, that's good.
And I feel like it is going to be a long term. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
When is your birthday exactly?
October 12th.
Oh, wow. And I sense that it's going to be around that time, believe it or not. I was getting the middle of October, so it could be shortly after or shortly before. So that would be a nice birthday present.
Yeah, it's a great one.
She's really sweet. I really think you're going to be happy with this long-term relationship. I really do.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's great to hear.
Did you have anything else you wanted me to look at?
Not really.
Cool.
I think my mother wanted something looked at. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
You're
a good day.
You're welcome.
You too.
We got this going, and we just keep picking up the phones. And those of you who've been bumped, it's just wild. Mercury's wild. And I keep getting the same two numbers, and Kiva keeps coming up. 512, how are you?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm calling again. This is Pearl, because I didn't get to talk to Aurora Rose.
Well, we're sure glad you did call, Pearl. Now, were you the one asking about the
now that's
orbs?
Flattering.
Were you
yeah.
asking about the orbs and the Pearl? What else were you asking about, the portholes?
I asked about, have you ever seen a portal around a person? And I asked about, had you studied about the difference between your soul and your physical self?
Mm-hmm. I thank you, Pearl,
oh,
and I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just going to say that I'm fascinated, and I want to learn a lot. And I remember somebody saying something to me, and they said, there's more to this than fascination. So if I said that to you and you were to run with it, how would you feel?
I think it's more of a calling than a fascination. Like something you're supposed to do. And I would delve completely into it if I were you, because obviously, in my opinion, somebody's trying to contact you, and if somebody's trying to contact you, there's a reason. However, one of the first things I want you to know about getting into this is protecting yourself. Doing the shielding, asking the angels for protection and all this, because when you get into the paranormal, there are a lot of risks to it, too. I mean, there's a lot of benefits, but there's a lot of risks. Because there are nasty entities out there. You know, people can believe however they want. However, I won't call them anything in particular on here, but I will say there are negative entities out there. Whether people consider them human or not, I don't know, but they are out there. So, you know, I just want you to make sure you protect yourself from that. But I agree that it's more than a fascination. I think you're being called to it. And I think you have more of a mediumship ability than you realize. And I think that within the next few months, you're going to gain a little bit more control over those medium abilities.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear. I'm really close with my grandmother, so she comes through a lot.
Oh, wow. And that's always good whenever you can contact family. Because some people find it hard, even very talented mediums. Like me, I have a hard time connecting to family members because of the emotional ties, you know. So I always have a great respect for people who can contact family members and, you know, really be able to connect fully. Have you thought about looking at any of the paranormal groups in your area?
Yeah, I have, and I know that you have to be cautious, and you could be the best in your field and attract something negative. So I'm really cautious about doing that, because to me it's like picking up a phone line and not knowing what you're going to get on the other end. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't want to be, you know, getting into over
that
my
is
head.
That is true. However, I will add that sometimes it is helpful when you go to places. I will say, though, that it's better to go to places people have already investigated, because then you can kind of get an idea of what you're going to be dealing with. Another thing that you might want to work on is discernment, being able to tell, like, I can tell when I walk up to a building if there's negative entities inside of it. And that helps me better prepare for it. And, I mean, if I were to tell you that I never had a negative entity that I had to deal with, that would be such a huge lie, it's not even funny. And I, you know, I've had to get rid of them, and it's been painstaking and everything else. And I'm pretty good in my field. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the best, but I know what I'm doing. But at the same time, I really think investigating these places, if it's a place that's already been investigated and you've already started to pick up some discernment, it's a great way to really get your mediumship abilities in more control, because you can kind of try to tap into the entities that are already there, that are already present, and try to communicate with them. Plus, it will help you understand more about the paranormal and what you're seeing. And yes, I have, I can only say I've seen it once, but I have seen a portal over a person.
Okay. Fascinating. Yeah, I've had some experiences that I brought on myself, and they were very scary. And I don't like to talk about it because it's so woo-woo and it's so way out there that people will think you're crazy. But it's like there's, when you
would never hear me say, oh, I thought you were crazy, trust me.
Okay. Well, I got upset and impatient, and I dismissed my guides. I told them, you know, just go away. If you're not going to help me, then go away. And so what they did was they stepped back, and they allowed what was out there to come in. And what was there when I went into, like, sleep and astral, it's like I knew what I was dreaming, and I knew they were, my guides were behind me, but I could see this horrible being in front of me, and he was like a raging bear. He just came at me and attacked me, and we had a throwdown, and I would get up and I would run, and my guides simply looked at me and said, well, that was good, but you know he will never stop coming. And so I was just running and running, and of course I woke up out of the dream, but when I woke up out of the dream, that being, I could now hear him with my physical ears. And I had to pray and call my angels in. And I could see the angels step in and take the being very gently and took the being away. And then I called my guides back and apologized. And what they said to me is, our number one responsibility is to protect you. And then I realized, you know, your guides aren't there for you to use as tools. They're there to protect you.
Right.
So that was like a really scary experience. So I do know that there are nasty things out there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people will, you know, there's a lot of people who don't want to admit it because it's a scary thought, and it's easier to deny their existence than to deal with them, but unfortunately, those people usually end up calling me, and I have to get rid of it. It's not so much fun.
I know. I wish that people knew how much power that they had in themselves. There's a lot of people that will go to other people for energy cleansing because they don't realize that they can do it themselves.
Right.
So.
Right.
And it's one of the most simple things.
Yes.
And that. So many people that are looking for teachers, I wish that people would get into teaching more and take the money equation out of it.
Yeah. Or at least make it a lot more affordable. I mean, I see your point.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, you know, if they're just compensating their gas and their whatever that they, their supplies that they needed or whatever, then that's one thing. But, you know, I get it. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All
there right,
are
well,
so many people out there that need teachers.
Yes. It just helps. It's a support group. There's so many people that just all they need is a little confidence.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and I do try to... I belong to a lot of other groups that I will all go on, and I have helped a lot of people just because I feel that calling to help. And there's a lot that I've done completely cost-free on some of these groups. You know, some of the meme sites out there and stuff like that that I like to get in touch with and help people that way, and most of my stuff that I put on there is totally, completely, you know, free of charge, because if people want to learn, then I definitely want to help.
I think that's great, because I think it's part of giving back.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to ask you questions and talk about my experiences.
You are very welcome.
Well, I'm going to let you go so you can get on to some other callers.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, we thank you, and we're really having a good time. And Pearl was just on. We have a little bit of time here, and we're going to have a little fun. We have to call 773-897-641 to see if it will let you in with Aurora Rose and Psychic Jethro. And we are discussing today a lot of intense conversations. I thank you for calling back in, Pearl, and I do stand on it. That was, you got me. Sometimes people laugh, but I have blonde moments, and I had one because I live in Florida, and my hair is real light now. No, I'm kidding. I live here, and it's just like the funniest thing was when she asked that she could, if she would have asked me, and I had seen some in Sedona, but it just, you know, this is Mercury, and I want to laugh at you guys who really, you know, I had some people teasing in the room, and Becky's like letting us know that that's a great excuse. What are we going to have next week when it's over? And I'm sure we'll come up with something, so you hang on. But no, we got a lot of fun out of it, and it's just been a blast. Aurora, I have some emails from some fans of yours I'd like to go through with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the great things that I noticed about Blog Talk Radio was when I went on, I listened to a program, and I listened to a lady named Aurora, and she is one of the Rose family who's very good and gifted. She helped me with what was going on in my life. I had something that would not leave me alone. She worked with me on the radio and then later talked to me at my own time. At my own time, I am... sorry, my writing is so hard. I'm sorry that it's so hard to read my writing, but I am 39 years old and very much have always had problems with school. I am grateful to Miss Rose for what she has done to stop the bad things that were happening in my house. Very good. Those are the kind of letters
wow.
that And we just, you know, they're saying here. We've got another one here that I just, you know, you guys, and I love the fans. I love when you guys do put the ones in. One of the other positive things here was I just have to let you know that one of your best psychics is Aurora. She was not only here to help me, but she also helped my sister and did it at no charge. Please don't tell this over the radio. Sorry. We're not supposed to let it know that Aurora did give out this, because in the blessings we know she'll receive, please let everyone on the radio know to get a hold of Aurora and have a reading. She's not only worth it, she's a saint and clothing of humans. Believe me, I know. There's a good one. We've got a lot of other ones writing. We have one here that wrote from Arkansas who is asking you, she is having some trouble with some of the things that her husband left her, and she thinks that he might be upset with her. She wants to know if what would Aurora's suggestion be, and what should she do with the stuff from Harold?
He left her, like physically, or like.
In the way she talks about it, she says that he basically, it's like he left her. It doesn't sound like he passed away. It sounds like he just left and went down the road. She has this stuff, and it's bothering her, and her idea is wants to know what you would do with it, Aurora, if it were you.
Well, you don't want to know what I'd do with it. Because what I would do with it is not necessarily the right thing. But as far as what I think she should do in the proper, I mean, because first of all, if he's upset with you and he lets you, if he's not communicating with you, he's not giving you a whole lot of respect. However, my idea of taking it in the driveway and setting it on fire is probably illegal and not really good, karmically speaking. So what I would do, if I were being a good person and giving you proper advice, is I honestly think you should box it up and go put it in a garage or something. Or I would call him and tell him, listen, I've got your stuff boxed up. If you don't come pick it up within 30 days, I'm auctioning it off. That is completely and totally legal, and it's the proper thing to do. Honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to be harsh here, but I feel that there's some deception going on. There's some things he's not telling you about. And I think that
as hard as it may be, and I can only imagine as hard as it could be, but I would move on.
Very good, Aurora. And that, there you guys have it. We have another one here, and this one is from Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, and they are asking... They're asking you an astrology question. They're saying that they are an Aries. Their children are Aries. Her husband is a Leo. And she really has an attraction for a Sagittarius. Could you give her some advice over the radio, or would she have to call in to get this advice?
Ooh, on this one, I'd really need her to call in simply because I'd need more energy off of her for this specific one. But I will give a little small smidgen of advice right here. I know she may be attracted to a Sagittarius. However, I feel that if she were to get with this person, that she would be going down the wrong life path for her. And therefore, the universe and her guides would kind of block things for her, and she'd find herself falling into really hard times.
Okay, well, thank you, and I want to tease you, though, you who wrote in from Eugene, you're obviously on fire. Get a hose. No, I'm teasing you. All that fire. Please get a hold of us and call in, because like Aurora said, and I, you know, please let know, if you call Psyche's Gun Wild with Jethro, you're going to get teased, but all that fire is pretty intense, and we're going in. We've got the phones to quit doing it. We've got 720. You're on the line. Would you like to talk to Aurora Rose?
Yeah, I would. My name is Cheyenne.
Hey, you're rocking, Cheyenne. I'm from Laramie. We live right by each other in Wyoming.
No, my name is Cheyenne.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Denver. I live in Denver.
You rock, Cheyenne.
But not
I know
far
you're
away.
Psychic. I just wanted to get yeah. You're cute. I like it, and you're a serious little Cheyenne, too. Okay, well, I'll let Roar read you. Sorry, I'm having my fun Friday before I get booted out.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm having issues, and with I'm finding out that a lot of people are like stepping on my toes, and they happen to be my children, and I am trying to address it in the best way possible without, you know, alienating them, but that usually never happens, but I'm not knowing how to handle some things in my life, and I
do you
react.
Have children or three children? Because I it keeps going back and forth, the numbers in my head. Why
I have
did
five
I get
kids.
You have five. Okay.
And
is
my
there a problem?
Middle daughter gets it. My middle daughter tries to be the mommy of all of them, and including
uh-huh.
me. And she's done it again.
Okay. Is there maybe the reason why I'm getting this? Is there two children in particular that you're having problems with?
Yeah, the middle one and my son, who is the second youngest.
Oh, wow. You do not have four, right?
These two are unbelievable. Huh?
I said you do know I have four, right?
Oh.
Kids. So, yeah. And mine just recently hit the teenage years, and oh, my God.
Well, they're
no,
grown. These two are grown. These two children that I have the most problem with are grown. They're 24 and 29.
Oh, wow.
But they act
okay.
like children. I mean, teenagers.
All right. The middle one that wants to be the mother.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if there's a proper way to address this. I mean, obviously... She's really already kind of getting in her ways.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm
changing her at this point, or changing, because, I mean, I know you're not trying to change them, but getting her, she's stubborn, very, very stubborn.
She's
and
a Scorpio.
She fully believes, yeah, that explains a lot. She fully
yeah.
believes that everything that she believes is exactly correct, and there's no reason why you shouldn't listen to her, so... Convincing her of anything else, no matter how you address it, it's almost like you have to... is she listening to this? Because if she's listening to this,
no.
I can't give you any advice. All right.
No, she doesn't listen to the radio.
Okay, good. Because if I give you advice and she hears it, you're ruined. Because here's what you got to do. You got to twist it.
You got to make it fit her. You got to reverse psychology almost. You got to make her think that everything is her idea.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
Yes, yes. It's, like, totally out of your character range, but sadly, that is the only way you're going to get her to do anything. Now, what is the problem with your son? I'm getting some issues now.
He has a lot of issues with me. I wasn't around a lot when he was little, and
uh-huh.
His father was the major contributor to his thinking today. And his father was very stuck in his own thinking.
Gotcha.
Classic alcoholic, no alcohol. If you can relate to that.
Yeah. I feel like with him, I sense a lot of mood issues. And I kind
a
of
a lot of what issues?
Mood. Issues.
Mood. Oh, yes, yes. He's a Virgo, a double Virgo.
Uh-oh. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
I don't have any of the Virgo attributes. Really, I don't. I'm pretty much completely controlled by my moon sign, which is Libra. But I accidentally married a Virgo once. I won't make that mistake again. but with him, he's very moody, and he's very... he's almost narcissistic, as much as I hate to say it.
Yeah, that's a very good description of him.
And I honestly, there's not a whole lot I see that could solve that problem.
Well, all I'm trying to do is be healthy with them, and they're unwilling to do that with me.
Right.
Stay away from them a lot.
Right. I feel like with them, it's almost like you're going to have to ease your way in. And you might have to even be a little manipulative about it. But the thing is I feel like once you reach that bond with them, it will never go away. You just got to get it to that point.
Okay.
It's almost like you have to... weasel your way in. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't mean I want you to lie to them. I just want you to... On this, I almost need to work with you a little bit longer term. I hope that you might consider getting one of my packages on there, because I think that I could really, really help you long term with this to get... Because I really feel you need this connection. And I feel they need this connection as much as you do, but they're kind of afraid. And
I really love them, but I can't get them to hear me.
Right. Well, and because they're afraid, they cover their fear with aggression, almost.
Yeah, that's an understatement. They all do that with me. Every one of them are leery. They're afraid of me hurting them. And they're going based on the past with my past stuff, and my past stuff is gone, but they haven't done anything with their past stuff with me.
Right.
And so they are still seeing me as that person, and they refuse to see me as anything different. And that's the problem. That's the entire problem, and their fear of being hurt by me. And they base their stuff a lot on what someone else has said to them. And it's not anything that I've necessarily said. Some things that I have done, but not a lot of things I have said. Or it's about someone else's opinions of me, and
they were kind of brainwashed.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah, they've all been brainwashed by either my mother, my stepfather.
Because I feel like a lot of the stuff they've been told is totally not true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it.
And because you weren't there, it was very easy for them to believe it. I would honestly do this kind of slowly. I would kind of back off for a while, and then, you know, occasionally give them a short phone call. And just really, really kind of ease your way in. And the whole time proving yourself. And if they get mad or they get hateful, act like they didn't. Act like they didn't say a word. and keep talking in a loving manner. And eventually, I think that will be make it hard for them to respond in such a negative light. I really do.
Okay.
Because I feel that both of you all, or, well, I say both of you all, but when I say both, I mean both you and your kids in general. Because I do see this picking up. I do see this relationship reconnecting or connecting in the first place, you know, however that you want to look at that. And I think it's going to be a very positive thing when it does. It's just getting to that point that's going to be the hard part.
Well, we've been at this for, years. I've been sober for 13 years, and we've been at it for a good 7 years, earnestly. But they have a tendency to push my buttons, and I really try not to do that with them, but... there are times when I get really stressed out and I can't stand it anymore and I just speak my mind.
Well, you know, this is a thought for you. I do offer life coaching, and if I can make it, I have it on my website, but if you want, that's the only place you can buy my life coaching sessions, by the way, is my website. But what I can do with that life coaching... What I can do with that is I can guide you on the I can, first of all, help you control your triggers, and I can also help you in that with reconnecting to your children. And what I would do is I use my psychic abilities to tune in to what they will respond to better. So that's why I think
my business coaching is what is your web address?
It is aurorosepsychic.web.
Say that again. What's the first? I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, sorry. It's Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, Rose, psychic.webs.com.
.webs.com?
Uh-huh. And it's actually on sale right now.
Okay, so aurorarose.webs.com?
Yep.
Okay.
And if you look under my web store, I have it listed.
Okay.
And I use my, like I said, I use my psychic abilities and my angels kind of guide me on how to, because see, this way you're not getting, with my life coaching, I don't use a lot of pop psychology. I go by my intuition, my psychic abilities, and what the angels guide me to tell you. And I have gotten... a lot of success with people.
Okay, awesome. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
We're on Psychics Gone Wild. We're sitting here with energy. We're really working at what we've been trying to get going, and that is everybody's heart rolling. You got Aurora Rose, we've got Psychic Jethro, and we're having one of those really fun and intense days that we've been having, and that's making sure that each and every one of you are getting what you need. Call us at 713-897-6461. And give this a chance. One of the things that we've had a lot of you guys asking for and we've been working on is having those special times there for each and every one of you. And that's what we're here for. As Aurora said earlier, it's a mission, it's a calling, and we just welcome all of you. We've had a lot of conflict this month with the phones. I know that my phone number, the 928-284-0437, is a lot of people have told me that they're not getting through. I know that today it told me it was full, and I actually had 4 messages, and I had just checked it probably 10 minutes before that. It's just crazy Mercury energy. And knowing that that planet's going to turn around and start going the right way will help all of you. Excellent time to get a psychic reading. You've got some confusion. You've got things happening. Mercury's communication is causing stress and odd things. Stop, relax, and do it. I had a class, and we've been working with everyone on when to have a reading. When to have a reading is when you have questions that are still with you. When to have a reading is when you feel apprehensive or you feel really overly confident and you just want to verify. There's like any kind of emotional strength that's in your life is when to have a reading. What I also suggest, too, is, you know, keep your horses in midstream. You can have a couple readers. I know people who have, like, a consensus, and they do so many readers a month. And then from that, they put their consensus. But know that if you have seven readers and you've went to every radio show on Blog Talk Radio and asked them what that man of yours is going to do, and you've got a 68% rate that he's going to leave you, and you've got a 32% that he's going to stay, you've pretty much confused everybody, because all the time you were out doing all that energy and that intent and those psychics were putting it there, the percentage is still going to be the energy. And what it is you will get people, I'm sure Aurora will agree, who will tell you what you want to know. Me and Aurora are probably getting the most trouble on Blog Talk, and I'm going to get in trouble
for that.
We will tell you how it is. People don't always want to hear the truth. And I always say, do not get mad at the messenger. But even as Aurora was talking earlier, you know, you're going to get those response. I know it's fun to call in. I know it's great to have that little bit. But it's just like when you stayed all night at the buffet bar, that tummy hurt when they drug you out of there with the cops. Now, didn't it? That's how it's going to be. I just got to get that.
Well, no, I mean, and this is something I want to address too while we're on the topic. I get this more than anything, and I'm sure you can identify, Jethro. Oh, but we have a psychic connection, or we have a spiritual connection together. Yes, but if he or she, because I get the girls too, or, you know, I get the guys asking about the girls too, just because there's a spiritual connection doesn't mean that person has an issue that they have to overcome before they can be in a long-term relationship with anybody. So, you know, please know that just because you have a spiritual connection does not mean it's going to last. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because spiritual connections are awesome. But you have to realize that if it's just not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's you know, and there's different ones who can do this. And now, this is where we all talk about it, and we've heard different psychics explain, and I'm going to go through a little bit of my idea of what free will is. That free will is sometimes there of like that. If it's not, and you're staying there, and you're choosing to have this, then you're avoiding the inevitable, because karma and energy is saying, like Aurora just said, it's not going to stay, it's not going to do it. The psychic is picking that up. You're going, well, we've had 20-some years of blissful relationship. And you go, really? Because when we were just talking, almost every time you'll hear pain, agony, not happy, dealing with each other. And, you know, they probably called. I had a lady who called me, good example, 14 years ago. I read for her and told her to kick this man to the curb. Let me help bring in, I have a wheelbarrow. I will help dump him off in front of them. And then he turns around and lets me know, she does that. Basically, they've been together 14 years, and there hasn't been anything but it. So I said, well, you know, I really am glad, because the guides keep telling me, and then the guides started showing me the broken arm, the problems, the lying to her mother, the taking the money out of the cookie jar, the taking the children out and taking his children to set outside while he was in a bar, and he is supposedly a blissful, loving relationship. And I'm going, you're lucky. You know, me and Aurora, you're done. And then she did that. She did exactly what Aurora said. We have a spiritual connection. I go, then you get in and you grab that spiritual connection and you have it whack him on the head 7 times in the name of the light and name it after him, because we need to pull a child out of him because he's got his head somewhere else. I got to tell you, that
just makes
me crazy. Don't it, you, Aurora? You know, you sit and they come into it 14 years ago. And I don't, you know, I don't proclaim to know all the world. I just know I'm psychic. Earlier when the person asked me about school and this, I had to go through my head. And I thank you, because you gave me a brain moment where I was like, and then I realized, yeah, well, the school of life and the fact of this gift, if the guides are showing me an image and it's saying this is not good, and you choose to stay free will with a person who is a victor, that's what they call an abuser, with a victim, or you choose to stay with a philanderer, my hat's off to you. But, you know, I can visualize it. I'll either be the main dish or they're not going to eat, because I'm going to take their teeth out one tooth at a time if they're snacking on somebody else. I can't believe that. Don't you, Roar? I mean...
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, like, I try to tell people all the time, I had a spiritual connection with somebody once. and he liked to beat the crap out of me and mistreat my children. And you know what? Spiritual connection or no spiritual connection, he can kiss my tail.
Well,
you know, you beat my kids, and I'm gone. I'm sorry.
We all love
it. He said I had a spiritual connection with a demon, but I mean, but that's kind of a joke, sort of. If you met the guy, you might actually agree with that statement.
Well, we're out of time, you guys. You grabbed us, Aurora.
Yep.
We're going to thank them all and run out the door before we get in trouble again. We've had fun on Psychic Star World, and thank you for coming on, and talk to you real
thank
soon.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a great day. And thank everybody for coming.